The governor says it's problematic to taxpayers when you have one state agency, the Department of Justice, suing another state agency, the Government Accountability Board. Van Hollen's suit aims to force the board to use its new voter database to cross-check registration forms going back 2.5 years. But board members have argued it's impossible and could disenfranchise legitimate voters. Doyle says Van Hollen should listen to the board.
You have 6 judges on the accountability board. They're not Democrats or Republicans. They're nonpartisan. They made a nonpartisan decision on how to proceed. And, you know, to me, that's, we should live with that.
Doyle noted that most of the voter registration forms that have been flagged so far under the new system involve clerical errors, like a middle initial on one state database and not on another. Local clerks have said correcting those errors takes time, and they can't do it before the November election.
This is a big, complex database, and it has nothing to do with fraud, and there is no way they could get this done. Everybody, they know that. There's no way you could get this done between now and election.
Doyle stopped short of accusing Van Hollen of partisanship for his decision to sue the board, a charge leveled by other Democrats. Doyle last week appointed Madison attorney Lester Pines to defend the board against Van Hollen's lawsuit. Aside from that, the governor says his office won't get involved in the case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.